I assume I can get started. Are we waiting on anybody else, Dave? All right, thumbs up. Okay, I'd like to call to order the February 3rd, 2022 board meeting. Remind everyone to please mute your phone or computer microphone when not speaking. In addition, if anyone other than a board member would like to speak, please use the raise hand feature and wait to be acknowledged by the board recorder. Thank you. Our next item is to have roll call, and the board recorder will now conduct a roll call for the record.
All right, thank you. City of Beaverton, Commissioner Sanssouci.
I'm here.
City of Hillsborough, Commissioner Judah.
I'm also here.
TVWD, Commissioner Duggan.
Present.
Thank you. This concludes roll call. All other attendance will be recorded using the Microsoft Teams participant list.
Perfect. As always, the first person that gets thrown under the bus is the general manager's report, Mr. Kraska.
I thank you, I think, Chair Judah, and good afternoon, commissioners. Welcome aboard. Here we go with the general manager's report. And as usual, we'll start with our safety minute. We've got a good one for you today. I don't know that anyone really cares about this, but the Super Bowl is right around the corner. Yeah, and shaking our heads, no, it's like we don't really care. I'm with you on that. But by the way, the Super Bowl is happening. Maybe you'll want to go to a party anyways for some reason. Who knows? But we have some tips about how to do so safely. So next slide, please. And so, I'm sure it's not too surprising that studies have indicated that Super Bowl Sunday can be one of the worst days for motor vehicle collisions. And there's factors that have been identified that that lead to this, and it's fatigue due to the late hour of the game. Sometimes there's alcohol consumption and distraction from replaying the game in your head if you're so inclined or so invested in it to that degree. So what do we do? If you're attending a Super Bowl party, follow these simple steps. Be responsible, limit your alcohol intake so that you make proper decisions, arrange for a designated driver in advance of the party, make sure you buckle up. Seatbelts are the best defense against impaired drivers and other vehicles. And focus on driving safely and defensively to protect yourself and others. And so then the last slide here is just to, if you go to a Super Bowl party, have fun. There's some logos here that I don't really understand. I don't know what these teams are, so we'll just move right along. Continuing on now with the general manager's report, I'll talk about our permitting communications update. Climate Water Supply Program permitting updates remain very active. Attached to the General Manager's Report is a tabulation of the permits and approvals recently granted and a status of those currently in process. A few permitting team highlights include that we received all permits issued to the WWSP this month for the MPE 1.2 project. They include the City of Beaverton Site Development Permit and Temporary Use Permit for the Whitford School Staging Area, and Washington County Right-of-Way Access Permit for that same Whitford School staging area. Applications were submitted to the Department of Environmental Quality for 1200C permits for both the PLM 4.3 and MPE 1.2 projects, and the Reservoir 1.0 project was submitted to the Oregon Health Authority for plan review. Now on to our communications team outreach for this month was focused on pre-construction notifications. A series of notifications were mailed to property owners along the Res 1.0 PLM 5.3 project. General notifications were mailed to 81 property owners adjacent to the pipeline alignment, informing them that the project was moving into the construction phase. The 48 property owners within 300 feet of the project's potential blasting areas were offered the opportunity for pre-construction assessments to record the condition of their properties and drinking water wells. These invitations are one of the many ways we are being responsive to neighbor needs and concerns. The pre-construction site assessments document a property's existing condition before heavy construction begins. These assessments allow both parties to have a record to review should changes occur during the course of construction activities. In addition, pre-construction notifications were mailed to 70 parties surrounding the water treatment plant site that have registered with the program to receive regular project updates. A separate mailer was sent to the property owners bordering the site, inviting them to participate in pre-construction site assessments similar to those for the Reservoir 1.0 PLM 5.3 project. Regarding our design status updates, two pipeline projects remain in the final stages of design and are proceeding according to plan. All above-ground facilities design work is complete. Moving on to our construction status update. Attached to this GM report is a tabulation of all the projects in construction and their status. A few highlights include that tunneling below Highway 217 for the 48-inch WWSS pipeline and the MPE 1.2 project is underway. The railroad open cut construction activities were completed on the MPE 1.1 project, that's in Western Boulevard or Avenue. Installing casings for the 48-inch WWSS pipeline and the 16-inch City of Beaverton pipeline over a three-day continuous work period. And punch list work on the PLM 5.1 project was completed and substantial completion was achieved. Now to our regular steel market exposure update. Though the price of steel remains high relative to cost from 1 year ago, current market data indicates that the price of steel is continuing to decline into the first quarter of 2022. Market price of hot rolled band, the material used to fabricate WWSS transmission pipeline, has decreased approximately 8.2% in the first month of this year. Current pricing is consistent with pricing from April 2021, so almost in line with what we had about a year ago. Market forecasters project steel prices to continue their downward trend in 2022 as production numbers continue to rise. Current production rates are up 4.5% compared to the same period last year. Staff are continuing to monitor the steel market and are not recommending a change in construction procurement plans and strategies at this time. The next topic here, I'm looking for a little bit of feedback from the commissioners. So seeking commissioner input on continuing remote meetings. So at the September 2021 WWSS Commission Board meeting, commissioners agreed to continue to meet remotely considering the prevalence and transmissivity of the Delta variant of the COVID-19 virus. It was agreed that we would revisit this matter at the February 2022 meeting today in preparation for the March 2022 meeting. Staff would appreciate hearing the commissioners' thoughts and preferences regarding whether to continue meeting remotely. And so I can pause now and get your thoughts on that, or we can follow up after this meeting to get those thoughts, your preference.
Commissioner Duggan, do you have any comments at this time, or would you prefer to wait?
Oh, well, I see Mark was ready to talk.
Sorry, I didn't see anything.
Yeah, it's okay.
Go first.
No, you go ahead, Jim.
I'm comfortable meeting remotely, especially since Omicron is running rampant throughout our community, and probably would like to propose we table this discussion until perhaps the April or May meeting, just to throw an idea out there.
All right, thank you. Mark, you want to go ahead?
Yeah. Personally, I have no particular qualms about it. I've enrolled in all the vaccination protocols, and I know how to wear a good mask. You know, I think we all know how to keep ourselves safe. But I did consult with my alternate, the mayor, and she generally agrees. On the other hand, at some point, I will no longer be the representative, and one of our other councilors may be. And because many of our councilors work full time, Zoom meetings can be more convenient, let alone pandemic issues. And so whether the board goes back to a regular in-person meeting format or not, I think we may still need to make the Zoom in option or the Teams in option available to those who maybe would have more of a challenge to physically appear at whatever headquarters or location the group would be meeting. So I agree with Commissioner Duggan, though, that waiting a month or two for a formal decision on this. The Omicron numbers are going down, yeah, but you know they're still in the hundreds per day in Washington County. So I think a little bit more caution for another period of time might make sense.
All right, thank you. And I echo most of those sentiments. I, too, am fully vaccinated. It's not that I don't enjoy Zoom meetings, but I fully believe other business important discussion occurs when you get to meet face to face and you're not on a timeline and that kind of stuff. So I miss seeing Clark Balfour face to face. So tabling for a couple of months, I think is a good idea, and we can review it again at that time.
Sure, Jude, I do have one other point to make. Just Tuesday night, the TVWD board got an update on upgrades to our audiovisual capabilities in our boardroom. And at the current time, a hybrid meeting would be rather awkward if it were to be held at the TVWD headquarters. But hopefully later this spring, there will be an update on when there will be better capability technologically to facilitate a hybrid meeting for going into the future.
All right, perfect. Dave, I think you got pretty good direction and information there. Did you have any questions about of our responses?
No, I think what I'd like to do is reflect back what I think the direction is to make sure I'm on target. And so let's plan to continue to meet remotely through the let's say the May meeting to provide opportunity to plan again for the transition. Hopefully, there's no new variants that come to challenge us going forward, and also to provide TVWD more time to develop their capabilities as far as hybrid meetings. And then we'll discuss all of this again at the May meeting in terms of the progress of all of those things in targeting perhaps coming back to in-person in June or hybrid in June. So that's what we'll discuss at the May meeting if I've captured that correctly for you all.
I concur, that's right. I see a thumbs up from Commissioner Sanssouci, and Commissioner Duggan is nodding. So please continue.
Cool. Good. Okay, we'll reflect that in the notes and proceed accordingly. So just a couple more things in the general manager's report. Thank you for all that input, by the way. So that's very helpful. So wrapping up the general manager's report, a couple of perfunctory items. So the Willamette Water Supply System insurance renewal, 2022 renewal of the SDIS liability coverage insurance has been completed, and the new policy took effect on January 1, 2022. No changes in coverage, and the premium was within budget for $7,547. And then finally, a quarterly financial report, Task 4D of the annual work plan, requires a managing agency to prepare quarterly financial reports and provide them to the WWSS board as part of the packet. Attached to this general manager's report is the quarterly financial statement for the period ending December 31, 2021. And I don't have anything to call out for you on that quarterly report. It's all in line with expectations. And with that concludes the general manager's report, and I'd be glad to take any questions if there are any.
Thank you, Mr. Kraska. Are there any questions from commissioners or anybody else on those items on the general manager's report? Apparently not, so we will move forward. The next thing on our agenda today is public comment. Public comment time is set aside for persons wishing to address the board on items on the consent agenda and matters not on the agenda. Additional public comment will be invited on agenda items as they are presented. Annette, do we have any person or persons who would like to comment?
We do not.
All right, thank you. As a reminder, everybody, Annette is monitoring the chat feature for any future requests. Okay, the next thing on our agenda is the consent agenda. Consent agenda items are considered to be routine and may be enacted in one motion without separate discussion. Any board member may request that an item be removed by motion for discussion and separate action. Any items requested to be removed from the consent agenda for separate discussion will be considered immediately after the board has approved those items which do not require discussion. We have two items on there today, to approve the January 6th, 2022 meeting minutes and approve the January 20th, 2022 meeting minutes. Do I have a motion or a second to approve the consent agenda as presented? And please remember to state your name prior to making a motion and the second for this action item.
Commissioner Sanssouci moves the consent agenda.
Commissioner Duggan seconds.
All right, we have a motion and a second. The board recorder will now conduct a voting roll call for the record.
All right, City of Beaverton?
Yes.
City of Hillsboro?
Yes.
TVWD?
Yes.
Thank you.
All right, motion passes. We'll move on to business agenda items. Item A today under the business agenda items is consider approving contract 2022-023 with More Excavation, Inc., or PLM 1.3 Pipeline Construction for the Lamont Water Supply Program, and drawing $4,332,124 from Management Reserve to fund the amount above the current baseline budget. Mr. Britch will present the staff report.
All right. Good afternoon, Chair Judah, Commissioners. Next slide, please. So just a brief outline overview here. So I'll give you a project overview, talk about our construction procurement approach, which utilize the best value approach. And so I'll talk about our scoring and the cost, and then we'll have a slide on the requested action. Next. So this PLM 1.3 project represents a last portion of pipelines that we're going to be constructing in and through the city of Wilsonville. And so previously installed sections of pipeline include the first pipe that went in the ground for the program, PLM 2.0 in yellow there. At the south end, we had pipeline installed by the Raw Water Facilities Project, the PLM 1.1. Connected to that at the very south end. At the very north end, we completed our PLM 1.2 project as a partner project with Wilsonville. And what remains is a little over 12,000 feet of 66-inch diameter pipe in two sections. So there's a north section and a south section you see on the figure there. There's also a couple significant trenchless crossings, one underneath Wilsonville Road, which is important thoroughfare for Wilsonville. We have another one farther north that crosses a railroad, a number of air valve installations, including some installations on the blue line you see at the very top. That's our 124th project, PLM 3.0, so going back and installing air valves that previously weren't installed. And then also this work reflects the amendment to the ground lease with City of Wilsonville, Bill, where we clearly identified the projects that we do on their behalf. Next slide. And so as part of the best value construction procurement process, we released a request for proposal that was published November 8th last year, advertised in the TJC, and it was requested by seven of our pre-qualified pipeline contractors. Prior to its the proposal submittal, we had individual proprietary meetings with five of them. At the end of the day, we only received four written proposals. They were scored at the end of last year, and then we did a public opening of the bid prices on January 6th. Next. So in this best value scoring process, there's a total of 1,000 points that are available. And so 300 points are available to accommodate non-cost scoring. So it's you're looking for experience, qualifications of the team, their health and safety approach, and then, you know, what are their specific ideas around understanding an approach, you know, for the specifics of a given job. And so there's a number of things that were really important that the contractors pay attention to as we're building through Wilsonville. And so you see the scores there. The top two, Emory and Moore, being the second, just under that. And now if you shift down, the next row talks about our cost score. And so you had three of the bids that were actually reasonably close, and then an outlier there for a company that's not in our region here. And then the top score in that goes to the low bid. And so in this case, the highest combined score went to More Excavation. So they had by far the lowest bid price. And they're right up there with the top, scores on the non-cost score. Next. And so a little bit of our budget information. So from baseline 6.1, just as a reference point, the total amount identified for the project, including contingency, was just over $37.4 million. Our recent 100% design opinion of probable cost had a range between around 35 to 45 million. So actually three of our bidders kind of fit right in there. Next. And then, so if we were solely going by baseline 6.1, you see in that middle column, the total price with a 10% contingency puts us over that approved baseline, a little over $4.3 million. Relative to the early release of baseline 7, the early release was actually higher by about $3.2 million almost. And so the proposed approach at this point until adoption of the new baseline is to utilize management reserve to make up for the difference for what was identified in baseline 6.1 until the new baseline is approved. And that would be a draw on that until the new baseline takes effect. And you can see there at the bottom, there's the contract price. And then with all projects, as we begin construction, we like to have approximately a 10% contingency funded for that work at the beginning of construction. So that gets you to that $41.7 million for the project. Next. And so if you take that number and you split it out by shares based on what was established in the 6.1 baseline, you see the estimated partner share with the amounts for each partner shown there. Next, please. Okay, so I guess that brings me to the end of my presentation. Pretty straightforward, but I'd be happy to take any questions or comments that you have.
Thank you, Mike. Are there any questions for Mr. Bridge? Okay, no. I see no heads shaking. Nobody has their hands raised. So, since there's no questions, do I have a motion and a second to approve the contract 2022-023 with Moore Excavation Inc. for PLM 1.3 pipeline construction for the Willamette Water Supply Program and drawing $4,332,124 from the management reserve to fund the amount above the current baseline project. Please remember to state your name prior to making the motion and the second for this action item.
This is Commissioner Duggan, so moved.
Commissioner Sansusi, seconds.
All right, thank you. We have a motion and a second. The board recorder will now conduct a voting roll call for the record.
All right, City of Beaverton?
Yes.
City of Hillsborough?
Yes.
TVWD?
Yes.
Thank you.
All right, thank you. The motion passes. item B under this category of today's agenda is consider adopting resolution number WWSS-02-22, approving the intergovernmental agreement between Washington County and the Willamette Water Supply System Commission for the joint construction of PLM 4.2 Colton Sherwood Road to Southwest 124th Talanga Farms project. Mr. Bridge will get to present this staff report as well.
All right, well, I'd like to start out by saying it is a pleasure to bring this construction IGA before the board today because it represents the last construction IGA that we have with Washington County. And while they are a great partner for sure, these negotiations are challenging and so it's just a nice milestone to be wrapping up with the last one here. So go ahead, next please. There's a couple clicks here too. So the partnership between Willamette Water Supply and Washington County, it requires both a design and a construction IGA for administration of the combined work. The construction IGA identifies the terms related to executing that construction work and the associated costs and cost shares, cost splits. Again, as you've heard me say before, the negotiations literally take place on a project-by-project basis. Based on the specific characteristics of the project. These are not cookie cutter negotiations by any means. We look at what's, you know, fair value for sharing project costs, what's the sequencing, the staging areas. And so it really is a project specific negotiation and terms that come out of it. And then finally, it's just necessary to have these construction IGAs in place before the work actually takes place. Next. And so at the heart of the cost that you'll see in the construction IG is this Exhibit 2. And so it identifies a number of those cost elements. Go ahead and click. The first one there relates to the partnering IGA restoration cost. And so if you remember on a number of these projects, particularly the PLM 4.1 and 5.1 projects, to jointly construct these projects in this partnership, we identified some cost sharing or savings, and that would be paid out in a certain manner. And there's some fixed values that have been identified for us to pay Washington County as we proceed with this work. Next one there is administration costs. So there's a monthly administration cost where actually, you know, the county is administering this work on our behalf, and so they have costs, and so those are, again, negotiated project by project basis. Next one there, again, we don't do any traffic control on these heavy traffic control projects. It's all done by Washington County and their designers. And so once we move into construction, there's some associated costs that they administer on our behalf just to manage those traffic related items that we benefit from. And then finally, there's shared cost and mobilization costs that are gonna vary based on the actual bids. And so the numbers that are reflected in the Exhibit 2 and this IGA are entirely based on designer cost estimates. And all of these numbers get modified based on actual bid amounts. Next, please. Okay, so actual costs for some of the items, they're gonna based on this percentage split, shared items and mobilization. Go ahead and do another click there. And so there's a pipeline portion of the work, and there's a road work portion of the work that's identified in the IGA. And so those are pretty straightforward, but based on the actual bid amounts, that will influence other costs next. And so those would be mobilization as well as shared costs. So the mobilization also in this IGA, it's capped at a maximum of 10% of the other construction costs, which we've done on recent projects with the county. Next. And so if you were to look into the documents, Exhibit 2 would look something like this. So what's represented in this presentation is an earlier version of the actual Exhibit 2. And so we're still in the process of negotiating this right up to the day before the management committee. And so these were the numbers that were available for the information that went into management committee. But in this exhibit, it talks about the description of the item, who is the lead agency, what is the total associated project cost with that? Is it a shared item, yes or no? And then you see in the dashed circles represent those percentages, which costs are attributable to Washington County, which are WWSP costs, and then all our notes and assumptions. So once it gets to construction, we can all remember what we agreed to. Next. There we go. So this is a breakdown in all the total costs in detail. So there's a waterline portion, administration costs, engineering services during construction. They got some temporary easements that we solely benefit for, so we're paying for that. There's some temporary signals that are, again, exclusively benefiting from that. This has a railroad crossing, and so reflects that. And then that $5 million you see at the bottom there is that previously established partnering IGA restoration cost. Next. And so here's some comparison of numbers to both the previous baseline and then the early release, and I have a comment on the value there at the bottom. But so, you know, just to give you a little bit of backstory, this is one of these projects that sat in design for a while. And so it wasn't until recently that this project was fully advanced. And so some of the changes that are reflected, you see the comparison relative to the baseline 6.1. Well, there are a lot of changes that happened. There was a lot more things that were required of us by Washington County. Certainly administration costs were different than what was previously assumed, and then we're also seeing escalation in costs. Relative to the baseline, the early release, you'll see that actually this would result in a potential draw on management reserve if the bids came in completely as consistent with the engineer's estimates for this work. But again, this was based on numbers and earlier than the final negotiations. And so actually I had my project manager go through and do, I know you can't see it, but do kind of a side-by-side comparison of, you know, what are the costs reflected in the early version of the IGA and the final version. Actually, the final version, it drops by about $200,000 the cost. And so that $84,000 draw would actually be now around almost $130,000 adder to management reserve. And then the other thing to keep in mind too is these numbers aren't final again until we get the bid. And so as an example of the most recent one we did was PLM 4.4. So that's at the far west end of Sherwood, partner project, Washington County. The actual numbers that we saw compared to what we presented to the board, our costs actually dropped by about $400,000 based on the bid. So again, you know, it'll be in flux until the bid is done. Next. And so again, this is taking the costs and distributing the cost based on partner share. Next. And just to remind the board, even though it seems like we're spending a lot of money to partner, it is still not only for financial reasons, but non-financial reasons, really a good thing to do. So this PLM 4.2 partner project area for us, it starts at 124th and then extends to the, you know, west towards Highway 99. And if anybody who drives down that road knows how busy that road can be. And so, you know, by doing these projects together, it really limits overall disruption to the community. This is actually a project where Washington County is extending the road improvements actually farther to the east to Sipol. And so the community is actually going to benefit from even more road work being done. They weren't planning to do that until we kind of came up with this partnering arrangement. My design manager told me that, you know, if we had to do this alone, it would cost us an additional $6 million because basically all the stuff that the county is doing to manage and move traffic, which is a must, and go do one more click, you know, we would be on the hook for. And so by partnering the project, they bear a lot of that cost, and we all benefit from the savings of doing it together. And again, just a less tangible benefit is that Washington County is leading all the key stakeholder engagement, the public coordination, and the property acquisition. And so again, there's a lot of, you know, key stakeholders in the area from, you know, City of Sherwood and Tualatin and others, besides, you know, the commuting public. And so we really benefit by them taking the lead with the road work there. So I believe this is my last slide. Let's see. Yeah. And so again, happy to take any comments or questions that you might have.
All right. All right. Thank you, Mike. And much. I said that on your last presentation as well, but both of them are good presentations. Are there any questions for Mr. Britz based on his presentation? Commissioner Sanssouci.
Not a question, just a quick comment. It is a good presentation, and thank you for all of the detail and the explanation of all of the detail that was in the presentation. I will say, though, you buried the lead. That last slide articulating the benefits of the partnership could have gone at the beginning of the presentation. It's a great way to sell the value of that partnership, both as a benefit to this agency as well as to the general public. But other than that, it's great. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Jim, did you have anything for this?
I just want to echo those thoughts and say it was a great conclusion. So thank you.
Thanks.
Yeah, thank you. As you were going through that last slide, I thought when all is said and done on this entire project, I'm wondering how we're going to thank our partners for all that they did to contribute.
Yeah, and they are a good partner, very good partner.
Yeah. All right. So no more questions that I can see, no hands being raised. Do I have a motion and a second to adopt resolution WWSS-02-22 approving an IGA between Washington County and the Willamette Water Supply System Commission for the joint construction of PLM 4.2 Twalton Sherwood Road - Southwest 124th to Langer Farms project. Please remember to state your name prior to making the motion and the second for this item.
Commissioner Sansusi will move the requested action.
Commissioner Duggan seconds.
All right, we have a motion and a second. The board recorder will now conduct the voting roll call for the record.
All right, thank you. City of Beaverton?
Yes.
City of Hillsborough?
Yes.
And TVWD?
Enthusiastically, yes.
Thank you.
All right, the motion passes. Again, Mike, thank you for both those presentations today. The next item on our agenda is information items. Category A, Ms. Bennett will present a staff report on the business agenda items planned for the March WWSS Commission Board meeting.
Thank you, Commissioners. There are 5 agenda items anticipated over the next month. The first item is the approval of the water treatment plant GMP, grant guaranteed maximum price for construction. This is the only anticipated business item for the February 17th special board meeting. Staff are currently completing the GMP negotiations and preparing for that special upcoming board meeting. The remaining items are all anticipated for the March 3rd board meeting. First up is the WWSP baseline schedule and budget. The team has been preparing the revised baseline schedule and budget reflective of current market conditions and construction environment. An early release baseline 7.0 was provided to the partners on December 28th. And the official baseline 7 was released on Monday, the 31st. As early as March, staff will present the updated baseline schedule and budget with a recommendation to the board to approve. The next item will be the WWSS fiscal year 23 work plan and budget. In alignment with the annual baseline schedule and budget, staff are preparing the fiscal year work plan and budget. This annual work plan provides the proposed scope of work to be performed by the managing agency for the upcoming fiscal year, in accordance with the WWSS intergovernmental agreement. As early as March, staff will present that annual work plan and budget with a recommendation to the board to approve. The next item is the PLM 4.3 contract for construction. The program issued an invitation to bid to its list of 10 pre-qualified contractors for the PLM 4.3 pipeline project, which spans from the city of Sherwood to the city of Tigard along Roy Rogers Road. The program published the invitation to bid on December 10th and received 4 bids, which were publicly opened on January 19th. At the next board meeting, staff plan to present the proposed contract with a recommendation for approval. The final item is the Sherwood Emergency Intertie IGA, Intergovernmental Agreement. The WSS and City of Sherwood each desire to establish an interconnection between the two systems near the future WWSS water treatment plant. This IGA will describe the allowable uses of the intertie, allocation of those initial capital costs, as well as the ongoing operations and maintenance costs, agreement terms and renewals, and finally, how either party can terminate the agreement in the future. At the next board meeting, we plan to present the proposed IGA with a recommendation to adopt it through resolution. This concludes the summary of upcoming action items. May I answer any questions?
Thank you, Ms. Bennett. Commissioner Sansusi or Duggan, do either of you have a question? And I don't see any hands raised, so thank you very much for that information. We'll move on to the information item B, which is a special board meeting is scheduled on February 17th, 2022 at noon via Microsoft Teams. Item C, the next regular board meeting is scheduled on March 3rd, 2022 via Microsoft Teams. We have no communication or non-agenda items scheduled for today's meeting. And before I adjourn, does anybody have anything else they want to bring up or talk about before we adjourn the meeting today? All right, thank you. There being no further business before the Board of Commissioners, this meeting is adjourned.